The Morningside Mustangs wrestling team begins their 2013 dual season on Friday, November 15th at 3 p.m. Joining the Mustangs in Sioux Falls are the Air Force Falcons and Augustana Vikings. While both teams present an impressive challenge, several of the Morningside grapplers are looking forward to the duels. When asked about the level of competition, redshirt sophomore Isaac Olson said the following.
It'll be a great opportunity because Air Force is a Division I school, Augustana is a Division II school. We'll be able to show our talent, get some good matches, and it'll be a tough meet.
He also added,
we don't get the opportunity to wrestle big schools like this, so it'll be a great opportunity to show what the NAIA is capable of.
The Mustangs will get a true test of their horsepower on Friday. A recent string of college shootings has raised a question of student safety on campuses around the United States. The most recent incident took place at Brashear High School in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Other notable incidents include the Virginia Tech shooting in 2007 and the infamous Columbine shootings in Colorado. Kyle Nickel, a junior on the Morningside campus, offered his opinion with the following statement.
You think about what you would do if there was a school shooting on Morningside's campus here and how it would affect the community and the people around us.
When asked about why he thought the attacks were happening, Nickel pointed to the past.
You know, a lot of the students that do school shootings are ones that might have been bullied.
The solution may not be far off, according to Nickel.
Respect goes both ways.
Trust and being supportive are also important in the struggle against school violence. It's that time of year again. The noses are running and the hallways are filled with sniffles. Attendance may be important, but Morningside junior Megan Pusilik prefers to fight her battle at home rather than in the classroom.
When I'm sick, I really don't feel like doing anything, and I'd rather sleep.
Rest is important, and so is staying hydrated. Be sure to drink plenty of fluids. When asked her opinion on braving sickness to go to class, Pusilik commented,
I just think if you're sick, you should stay home so you don't get other people in class sick. Take care of your homework and email your professors and get your homework that way.
This may actually be the one time a year that students get 8 hours of sleep.